Welcome to Season 2, Episode 1 of the Eoncast, or Episode 122, depending on how you count. Hearty welcome to 2021, President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. Kamala, whatever, she does it for me. In today's episode, Jesse will show us the true path to inner peace and great bliss, and a killer pork shoulder slow cooker recipe.
It's the Eoncast, and this is episode 122. Ooh, when you say 2021, it seems like you're in some kind of a science fiction-y kind of a futuristic world, when in reality it's just 2020, but it's a year later. On this episode of the Eoncast, we are going to talk some
rock and roll,
because it's been a while since we talked some
rock and roll.
And Ian, you know that I care from my heart to your heart. We need to get some rock in it so that you can shake off all of these viruses, all of these various pandemics that are happening, and get yourself stronger, more focused through the power of rock. And on this episode of the Eoncast, we will do exactly that. Now, I don't want you to think that it's always Ian. Ian has a lovely wife.
She sounds hot.
We might as well throw something out there for her every now and again, and this is for her. This would be the band Fine Young Cannibals. This is their second album, The Raw and the Cooked, and this was recently released with 32 tracks, and it is their second album that they put out in 1988, I believe. This was a band that was done and dusted by 1992. Their debut album, Fine Young Cannibals, had come out, and then where most bands would produce a second album that might lack the fun, the promise, all of that of the first album, this album was a monstrous hit. Album number 2
crushed it.
It was about the only thing that I heard during the summer that it came out. It sold over 6 million copies and had 2 number one hits, She Drives Me Crazy and Good Thing. The band was composed of just 3 guys, Andy Cox, David Steele, who had come from the English band The Beat, and then Roland Gift, who was the singer, who sings in that very distinctive falsetto. Listening to this album now, you know, so many years after it was released, where they have compiled it all together and released it just at the end of 2020, it is, it's interesting because it actually sounds really quite
good,
and it doesn't necessarily sound all that dated, because I think a lot of the stuff that was possibly dated with this album has kind of come back around, looped back around again, and where it might have sounded dated 15 years ago, it doesn't necessarily sound dated. dated with the a lot of the pop music that's coming out now. So I'd throw that out there for your lovely wife, because every now and then she should get some rock. But the rock for you, Ian, is maybe a little more important to me from my heart. And it's a band from the dystopic hellhole of Hamilton, Ontario. It's a band called The Dirty Nil. Now, The Dirty Nil have been focused in on previous Ian casts, and this would be their new album, which is the first album that has a date of 2021 on it that I have. And it is an album called Fuck Art.
Or Fart.
And really, you know, don't you just want to fuck art sometimes and just go, damn it, just fuck art.
Or fart.
This album is punk. It's great from top to bottom. Now, I will put that as a tentative good right now, but I think that we are going to be able to upgrade this album to great after a few lessons, because this one is definitely a grower. And I would focus primarily on the first track, which was a single that they released back in the end of the summer, Doom Boy. And this album is good. Enjoy it. You'll have fun. You'll let the rock enter your life. And, you know, before there's an actual vaccine that's going to be available for you, vaccinate yourself with this rock on this, the 122nd episode of the Ian Cast.
And shredded pork sandwiches. Enjoy, and see you next time on the Ian Cast. Or we'll hear Jesse say,
Father, I promise one day the sleeper will awaken, and I will avenge your death. I will not stop until I destroy the Emperor and the Baron.
Okay.
Building.